This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to your Friday show.
That's good morning. Good. Happy Purple Friday.
Love that, man. It's been a weird week. Well, I hate to say because of Veterans Day. That sounds disrespectful. But Veterans Day really threw me off this week because it was on a Tuesday. And I swear to you, can somebody look back into previous years? I swear, Jess pointed this out. I swear Veterans Day has always been on a Monday. Has it not?
I don't know. That's like, what I assume. But I could be wrong.
It feels weird. We had Veterans Day off, and it was on a Tuesday. It's just throwing my whole week off. It feels like a Wednesday right now. I don't know. It feels weird. But it's Friday. Welcome to the show. You know something we haven't talked about all week, which I'm shocked we have not? Or maybe we have, but if we have, we haven't really made like a big hoopla out of it. Is you finally put your Christmas decorations up.
Oh, I did that last weekend.
I know. Like, why? But we haven't really talked about it yet.
I did that last Friday. It's so funny. I need to send this to our boss, Tom. I took a picture this morning to send this to him because he sent a little meme, I guess, from Instagram. And I have been seeing this online where like a lot of people are trying to bring back like the 80s, 90s vibes of holiday decor. So I think maybe not so much like monochromatic and like very like minimalist and just like simple, like one color type vibe, which is, if that's your vibe, like that's still gorgeous. But I think a lot of people are trying to bring back that like nostalgic
very
feel.
Simple Christmas, yeah.
But that's kind of already the vibe for my Christmas decorations. And so it's funny because I literally was in the process of sending him a picture of my Christmas tree. I just forgot to press send.
I was trying to see the date Jess's decorations went up because I feel like it's early. Actually, for you, that's kind of late. The, the 9th.
Well, because I would have done it on Saturday the 1st, but that was the first weekend that Garage Boy and I weren't doing like a Maryland tourism trip in like 2 months.
Yeah.
And that weekend we just kind of took to like recoup and like deep clean our house, honestly.
Right.
So that's what that was focused for. But then last weekend we went to TJ Maxx and so fun. I don't think he's ever been like at a time that busy before.
Yeah.
But I was like, let's go. And I mean, it was packed.
What was the holiday bill this year?
I don't know. I forgot.
Over 200?
No.
Over 100?
Yeah.
150?
It was definitely over 100. And I will say, I was doing some hardcore retail therapy. I will admit to that.
Yeah.
And I kind of blacked out.
Just give me Christmas. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I just went in
just
there.
Swipe.
I went in there. Oh my gosh, you guys. I got the coolest, like, old school Frosty the Snowman print blanket. Like, the cartoon old school Frosty. And then my favorite purchase I've made ever, ever, ever so far in my Christmas decor journey is this Hello Kitty.
Not my Christmas decor journey.
Is my Hello Kitty, this like porcelain tree. And I swear to you, there are a few things that besides like Christmas stuff, I'm not really like buying crap just to buy it. But there are few things that I saw this tree in a box and I literally said out loud, I need this. And Garage Boy was like, do you really need that tree? And I was like, I have never felt like I've needed anything more. Like, I feel like this is meant to be mine. And it's, oh my God, it's so good.
Well, sadly, the music's up, Jessica. I know we could probably talk about this for the next Probably 3 hours and 50 minutes. But
do we have more things to do?
There's other things we must talk about.
One more thing I would like to mention about my tree is
in that case, let's, from the top, everybody.
I did not realize. I think this is what I'm going to do on Instagram when I get home, so you can count, and I'll post them on Facebook too, is I have the most Maryland tree ever.
Oh.
Like, I
why
have,
do you say that?
I have
I feel
so.
This has to be brought back around.
I have
that.
So many. No, we should make a topic out of this. I have so many Maryland themed Christmas ornaments on my tree that I've just been like collecting.
Okay.
And I didn't,
we should talk about that.
As I'm looking at it, and I was like, is this whole tree like Maryland?
Maryland stuff? Okay. I need you to count.
Like,
we'll
it just
actually,
happened
we'll do
organically.
A little competition during the holidays for sure. It's
yeah.
Fun. All right, y'all, it's Friday. Jess is clearly hyped up on the holiday. So don't worry, you got about 6 more weeks of this nonsense.
Now.
These are the top 3 trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Yes, it is a Purple Friday in Baltimore, and I know the flock's collective blood pressure probably went through the roof when we all saw those headlines pop up about Lamar Jackson's knee injury, but take a deep breath. You can relax because everything is okay. So Lamar was actually back at practice yesterday as a full participant after missing Wednesday's session because of some knee soreness. Remember, he's already been back for 2 games after that hamstring injury sidelined him for 3. He said he really couldn't even pinpoint a specific play when his knee started to act up, but Lamar just described it as a post-game soreness from the win over the Vikings last week. But the good news is Lamar is expected to play this Sunday when the Ravens head to Cleveland and take on the Browns at 4:25 p.m.
Number 2.
This is huge news for students and families right here in Maryland. Johns Hopkins University just announced that they will be eliminating tuition for students whose families earn less than $200,000 a year. And if your family makes under $100,000, Hopkins will also cover fees and living expenses. The best part is this is not a one-time thing. This is actually part of an ongoing initiative that's already raised more than $240 million. And this is all from over 1,200 donors over the recent years trying to join together to make higher education more accessible. To put that into perspective, based on U.S. Census data, students from about 85% of American households can now attend Johns Hopkins without paying tuition. And I mean, this is life-changing.
That's insanity.
And I think it's really special and cool to see a Baltimore institution leading the way like that.
Yeah, it's like, to think about that, I mean, hell, you're still paying off your student debt. How long have you been out of school?
Long time.
Long time.
Many years. And I'll be paying that off for a long time.
Just to think about, like, to have that pressure taken off you, especially from such a big institution.
Yeah.
I mean, it is setting the precedent for, like, how many other schools now will have to follow. Not only will want to, but will have to.
Yes.
Because how many kids are going to want to go to Hopkins to be able to get this opportunity? I mean,
the message is higher education needs to be accessible.
Number 1.
Cynthia Erivo intervened when a fan charged Ariana Grande and grabbed her at the Singapore premiere of Wicked for Good. Have you seen these videos online?
Yeah.
It was terrifying. The intruder, his name is Johnson Wen, is a serial event crasher. He's known as the Pajama Man. He rushed Ariana and physically grabbed her while she was walking the yellow brick carpet. But before security could even react, Cynthia, who is literally one cast member over from Ari, she jumps in front of Michelle Yeoh to get to Ariana. Cynthia literally puts her body in between this man and Ari, shouting, "Get off of her," and literally protects Ariana before security even swarmed in on him. And you see Ari is visibly shaken up, but you see Michelle Yeoh and Cynthia comfort her, and Ariana reassures everyone that she's okay. But I feel like the most unsettling thing that happened after this interaction was Wen was arrested, but then he later posted his own clip online of the incident and saying on the video, just released after getting arrested, with the caption, "Thanks, Ariana Grande, for letting me jump on the yellow carpet with you."
Yeah.
And he has done this so many times at different events. He's done this to Katy Perry on stage, The Weeknd on stage, and even the Paris Olympics.
It's like he has no remorse in this, and that's, I think, the scary part. It's not that he did it once, which is, like, crazy, but I had to really think through this situation because it's like, what can you do, though? Because they're separate events. It's not like you can put a restraining order against the guy.
But it's terrifying that he is allowed to get away with this and nothing is able to get done. And I think this also can be added to the conversation of fans behaving this way and paparazzi behaving this way and putting people in danger, like when they're in vehicles and cutting people off and all that kind of stuff.
No, it's true.
So I really hope this will start a bigger conversation. And shout out to Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah, she swiped right. She swooped right in, man. She was like, oh, without, my girl.
Without even a second.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
The Baltimore Ravens are sitting at 4-5 right now. And after everything they have been through, they have a healthy Lamar Jackson.
Mm.
He looks good. A motivated team. This might be the scariest team in the NFL moving forward.
Yeah, it
the
feels
Baltimore
good.
Ravens are
oh,
sitting
wait.
At.
No repeat.
A.
Chant, let's go.
B.
That's a repeat.
E.
Let's go.
N.
You know.
S.
What's that spell?
Ravens.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yo, it feels good to be a Ravens fan once again. Now, now y'all get excited. Oh, now y'all got your purple on again. Right? Yeah. What's up with his knee injury again, Jessica?
He's fine. So Lamar missed practice on Wednesday. So we were kind of freaking out for a second because we have PTSD from a hamstring injury when he missed all those games. But it was just soreness from the win from the Vikings. And he was at practice yesterday.
Everything's fine.
He was a full participant. He is expected to be on the field on Sunday and everything's going to be great.
Okay, so in defense, like, that's a lot of pressure on Lamar. Can you imagine the pressure that man has on him?
Yeah.
Like, I know what it feels like to wake up and, like, something be achy. I can't imagine what that man feels like to, like, just sleep weird. Like, get a crick in his neck and he's like, oh my God, like, I cannot let the team down. Holy crap. All right, this is called the flock line. What is this?
This is Maryland's biggest pep rally. If you're listening, you're invited, and it's fun because everybody gets to join. We want to get you on the radio if you're a Ravens fan, or if you just don't like the Cleveland Browns, that's cool too. We are going to be on the road this Sunday, playing the Browns away at 4:25 on Sunday. So if you love the Ravens, you have a favorite player, you can get on the radio and call our flock line, 866-FLOCK-LINE, and get your purple pride on the radio.
I have a feeling too, the reason that we were losing there for a while wasn't actually Lamar. I think it was actually because you guys weren't calling as much. And I mean, that's superstition kind of me thing. But like, if I were you and I were a Ravens fan, I'd be calling 866-FLOCK-LINE, 866-FLOCK-LINE. Just cheer. Or Boo Browns, whatever you want to do. Let's like get the purple energy going this morning, please.
Go Ravens. Remember, we're behind you 100%. Always cheering for you guys. We love you and God bless. Yeah. Go Ravens! Woo!
Yes. That is the perfect example of the purple energy that we need this morning.
Even if the woo sounds a little sleepy,
oh,
we don't care.
Wonderful.
It doesn't matter. 866-FLOCK-LINE. You call, you cheer, we play. That should be the tagline. Why don't we do that? That's a good one, right?
Let's go, Ravens! Browns suck!
Yeah. To the point. Straight to the point. Has a message. Delivered it. The energy, 10 out of 10. I love that.
I don't have a lot of time. I just got to get to the point here. 866-FLOCK-LINE.
On Sunday afternoon, before the rise of the moon, we're going to remind the Browns that this ain't a cartoon. Our Ravens have come together like peanut butter and jelly, while the Browns have the dog pound, but that's so old and it's smelly. Heck, their team is as bad as Ohio rapper Machine Gun Kelly. Let's hunt these dogs down like a leopard, herd them back to the back of the division like sheep and a shepherd, and come out of there having put another loss on their record. Now let's take a trip back around into the middle of Brown Town and kick the butts of these clowns known as the Cleveland Browns! R-A-V-E-N! Ravens! Let's kick some Browns butt in Cleveland on Sunday, baby. Jake from Westminster signing off. Let's go, Ravens!
Okay, poor MGK. Just because he's from Cleveland, he didn't have anything
he's
to
like,
do
yo,
with this.
Just,
leave MGK
I'm just trying
alone.
To enjoy my Friday. What in the world? Yo,
Jake,
for that.
Always bringing
Solid.
It. Oh, we love you, Jake.
So we're doing this all morning long. We need you on the flock line. 866-FLOCK-LINE if you're a Ravens fan. You have an obligation to your city right now, so call and let's get you on, okay?
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go. $1,000 Minute. $1,000 free dashing gas up for grabs. Caller number 10, who's this high?
This is Kaylee.
It's Katie?
Kaylee.
Good morning. Happy Purple Friday.
Happy Purple Friday.
Did you say, oh no?
Yeah, because my husband's not here and he's really smart.
Oh my gosh, I think you're really smart.
Yo, Kaylee, you got this, Kaylee.
Give yourself some more credit in this whole process. Kaylee, come on. I think you're the smart one. Don't put it all on him. Come on. You can do this. You can do this.
He's
going to
get mad.
Totally, he's not going to get mad. You're going to totally be able to do this. Have you played before, Kaylee?
I have, actually.
Okay. And well, how did you do? Maybe before I give you too much credit, how did you do?
Not so good.
Not great.
That's all right, girl.
Okay.
It's a Purple Friday. We're here for fun. No pressure.
It's a redemption round is what this is going to be for Kaylee. Okay, Kaylee. Well, you know how to play. Everyone else, pay attention. This is called the $1,000 Minute. How do we do this, Jessica?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. But remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Kaylee, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is a synonym for the word cheap?
Pat.
Question number two. What is the main ingredient in gazpacho?
Pat.
Question number three. In Black Panther, what is the name of the superhero who becomes the king of Wakanda?
No.
King of Wakanda.
You can pass.
Okay, question number four. The state capital is Salem. What is the state?
Oh, isn't it? I want to guess, but I don't know. Virginia?
It's not Virginia.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah, Salem, Oregon.
It's all right. It's so far away from us. How are we supposed to know?
Maybe your husband is the better one at trivia,
no,
at least.
Fine.
Maybe he's.
These questions are kind of crazy.
He might
all over the place.
He might be a little upset about this round. I'm going to be
these
honest with you.
These are all over the place. It's
all
okay.
Right.
Let's go back to the ones you passed on, and then we'll play for fun, okay?
Okay,
right. So back to number one. What is a synonym for the word cheap? We honestly, there's a bunch that we could have taken, but we'll just say inexpensive.
Yeah.
Number two, what is the main ingredient in
gazpacho? Yeah.
That is tomatoes.
Yep.
I've never had that before, so I learned today, too.
I've never heard of gazpacho.
Well, yes,
same.
Go.
So
now
you and I
know.
Are both learning something this morning together, Kaylee. Number three in Black Panther. What is the name of the superhero who becomes the king of Wakanda? That's T'Challa.
You never seen it before?
No.
Girl,
it's all right.
You need to watch Black Panther.
You got a weekend watch now,
so good.
Yeah.
Watch that tonight with your husband. Number five. Oh, okay. So let's see how you would have done on these, okay? Number five. If you have 3 dimes, 5 nickels, and 10 pennies, how much money do you have?
See, this is quick math.
Yeah, so 3 dimes, 5 nickels, 10 pennies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's
no, you're
it's
fine.
65.
The answer is 65 cents, but honestly, we shouldn't even ask questions that involve pennies anymore since, like,
that's true.
We don't even
thing.
Use pennies.
Yeah,
we're not even making them. So, you know what? That's our
touch.
Bad.
Yeah.
That's our bad. No more penny questions.
I know you know this one, though. This is Kaylee's answer. Here we go.
Number six. What is the name of the snowman in Frozen who loves warm hugs?
Oh, wow.
There you go. There she goes. Come on, Kaylee.
And then one more question, number seven. What is the center of an atom called?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, it's in your brain.
It is in my brain.
Yeah.
It's like it's from science class.
Yeah, it's a
nucleus.
It's a nucleus. There we go.
Kaylee, I'm just happy you got through. We had fun this morning, and I hope you keep calling, okay?
Yeah, maybe next time with your husband, though. Maybe just next time with your husband. No, Kaylee, it's all good. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back Monday with 5 more chances to win before our Thanksgiving break. So we hope to see you back here then, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a good weekend, Kaylee, and head to Dashen for a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 at Dashen.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology?
I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Brittany and Perry Hall, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology?
I need an apology from my mother-in-law because she's refusing to move the family Christmas picture to a day I can actually be there.
Aww.
What's the deal? What's up with that?
So every year, my mother-in-law hosts a big family Christmas photo at her house. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for a long time. It's a whole tradition. She coordinates the outfits, and she hangs the photo in the hallway, and it's a big deal. And the date she chose this year is next Saturday, which I cannot go to because I have a mandatory work certification exam.
Okay.
I can't reschedule it. I have to be there, or I will not be able to renew my license. She knew this. I told her this as soon as I found out, but she still scheduled this photo for this time, and I'll be the only one in the whole family. It's like 16 people there. It's a big thing. I suggested moving the date, and she said the photographer's already booked, that she couldn't reschedule, but...
Well, but she booked it when you were gone.
Exactly. But also, the photographer is her neighbor's daughter, like a college student. So, like,
it's not like a professional photographer.
No. Oh. She's not hiring like a company, you know?
Okay.
It's just the neighbor.
So that's kind of a weird excuse then. Okay. So they think it could be moved.
Yes, it absolutely could be moved. Last year, somebody got sick and it got moved immediately, easily.
I mean, that does seem kind of weird. If everybody else in the whole family is going to be in this picture but you, that seems kind of odd. Right? I mean, I would feel left out.
Yeah.
We all would, right? I mean, can you imagine? Just I'd melt my family down real fast.
Well, like, I still think she should change it no matter what. But I feel like it would be different if it's something that she had already set in stone. But you gave her the information, and then she deliberately did not take that into consideration when she scheduled the family photo shoot.
Yes, I said that when I called her back and said, hey, like, it kind of hurts that you would schedule it on this date. And she said, well, some of us put family first.
All right, hang on a second. Wait, hang on a second. Where is your husband in all of this?
Yeah,
where is he? Where's his support?
He is Switzerland. He does not want to be involved. He does not want to get in the middle of it. He is a mama's boy through and through.
I can't hate him for that.
Wait,
you can't shame a man for loving his mother, okay?
He is aware of this situation and he's not doing anything about it?
Yes.
All right.
He does not want to cause conflict. He said he'll be there with our daughter. They'll be in it.
Oh, what?
Yep, without me, that's fine.
I mean, what do we feel? Do we feel like that's wrong? Then
we feel like we're beefing with her husband and her mother-in-law at the moment. I'm kind of pissed at your husband, and I think your mother-in-law is not being nice.
Okay, in the big scheme of things, y'all, is it just a picture, though? I'm just sitting here like, this is a work certification thing. Obviously, that's way more important to me than like a Christmas picture. Like, I think you obviously need to go to the work thing. So, like, is it that big of a deal that she's not in the Christmas picture, honestly?
Yes, because I think what's messed up is like you did everything you could to avoid a situation because you know how she is. Like, you took the steps. You're like, I have something coming up. It's the holiday season. Let me tell her when I'm gone because I know that the picture is coming up. You did that. And then she deliberately was like, still not good enough. I'm still going to schedule it when you're not here. Like, that's rude.
It's definitely something weird going on. So what do you want out of this call? What can we help with?
I want her to move the date of the photo.
Yeah.
And I want her to understand that this is hurtful to me. And I want her to treat me like I'm part of the family, too, the way she treats the other people in the family.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's give this a shot. So if you've never been here for a Forgive and Forget before, here's how this works. So we actually reached out to Joan, her mother-in-law, and said, hey, listen, we host a radio show. We're doing a segment about forgiveness. There's somebody that wants to bring you on to either ask for forgiveness or demand an apology. Charlotte said she actually seems really nice. So I don't know how this will go when we bring them together. Can we actually get her to move the date? Might be an easy one. I don't know. So, Brittany, I'm going to get Joan on. Just hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
And just don't let her know that you're on till we give her a chance to guess. We're going to try to see if we can get that date move. Let me get Joan in. Hi, Joan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you again so much for agreeing to come on today. We appreciate it.
All right.
So I know that when Charlotte set this up, you know, she explained that we're doing this segment about forgiveness, and there's somebody that either wants to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology. Is there anybody that came to mind overnight, though, that would want to bring you on a segment about this?
Probably my neighbor, because code enforcement came by and all of us had to clean our sidewalks. And she thinks I turned her in. Maybe that's it.
So it's not that.
Uh-oh.
So actually, the person that wanted to bring you on today is your daughter-in-law, Brittany.
I want you to apologize for picking a day for the family Christmas photo that you knew I was not available for.
I couldn't change the date. That was the date.
No, that was not. I told you the one date that I couldn't do, and that's the one date that you chose. I don't understand.
I have said
that is.
Now I understand completely. Work is important to you. You don't care so much about the family. I mean, I know you care about the family, but if work comes first, that's fine. But you know, Betty, your sister-in-law, my other daughter-in-law, she's a stay-at-home mom like I was, and she doesn't have a problem with any of this.
Hang on a second. I have to interject here. Joan, Brittany told us that she shared with you ahead of time before you had even scheduled the family photo for the Christmas card. She told you before you even set that in stone when she wasn't going to be available. And then after you had that information, you put it on the weekend that she literally would be out of town.
Yes.
But it's not about her. It's about the whole family. I have someone doing the photographs for me, pro bono. I can't change the date. She wants everyone to jump around her because she has a work date. Next year's photo. It's not important to you. This is my jam, okay? I like the photo.
So you like the photo, so you want it to be the photo without me in it. Is that what it is?
No, it's just a family photo, and that's what's happening this year.
And
every year,
and I'm not part of the family. You always try and make that clear that I'm not part of the family because I'm not the way that you want me to be.
Well,
so would you rather I have no photo this year? Oh, I'm sorry, we have no photo in 2025 because Brittany had to work.
All you have to do is just change the photo. If you had put it on a date that you knew I could be there in the first place, we wouldn't even have this problem.
Take a selfie of yourself and we'll Photoshop it in.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbor's daughter is taking the photo. Can you just ask her to do it on a different Saturday? Like,
I mean, yeah.
No, after this code enforcement thing happened. She thinks I turned her in for the sidewalk. You want me now to tell her daughter can't do the photos and has to change the day? That's not nice.
Does that bother you that Brittany
has a career?
Has a job?
I don't know. I just want my granddaughter to grow up seeing family comes first. Well, let me make something perfectly clear here.
Yeah.
I love Brittany. I really do. She's part of my family. She gave me my beautiful granddaughter.
Yeah.
This is just a photograph. Get over it. It's not a big deal.
So you're saying it's not worth it. You're saying it's not worth it for you to have to go through all the trouble of moving everybody around.
If I reschedule this, someone else is going to drop out. So then I'll have to reschedule it for them. And this could go on and on with the 16 people and a photographer. Please, Brittany, let it go.
Okay.
I love you.
Can we take calls on this?
Sure. Yeah.
Go ahead. Take calls. I'm sure they'll be on my side.
Okay. Brittany's saying, listen, I really want to be in this year's family Christmas card photo. I said there's one date I can't be there. It's the one date my mother-in-law scheduled. And Joan's saying, hey, listen, it's the one date I scheduled. If she can't be here, she can't be here. And that's really more her problem than mine. I mean, should Joan reschedule this picture and kind of apologize for doing it? Who's up?
This is Danielle in Bel Air on 5.
Danielle, do you feel like Joan needs to move the date of the Christmas card photo?
Oh my God, absolutely not.
Really?
Well, I just feel like if she really wanted to be there, she would. She would change her plan. She would move her appointment.
But she has that certification. That's the only thing. Like, she can't move it's the thing, you know? This is, like, important.
I don't know. I think the grandmother is, like, trying to hold the family together. She knows the importance of family. And I had a very important work event during my grandpa's 90th birthday, and I moved it because I wanted to be there.
You can't change somebody's birthday. Family Christmas picture. We got almost 2 months to like get this right. You
it
know what I mean?
It just felt deliberate, like she was being left out.
I don't know. The other mother is a stay-at-home mom, and she's coming. Like, she knows the importance of family.
But she doesn't have a job. Like,
well, that's
not, no offense,
so I don't,
like,
I don't want to start saying that. I don't want to start that conversation because I do think that being a stay-at-home parent is a difficult thing.
But
and
like,
I think that it also can be considered as a job.
But
I don't want to start that language. But I do not think that we should compare who is better than vice versa, either way, because Brittany has the career that's different that she has chosen than being a stay-at-home mom. That doesn't mean she doesn't care for her family. She's just choosing to care for her family in a different way.
I think that people are so focused on success these days, and they end up in these important early years that are so meaningful to a family.
Okay, we hear you. Who's up?
This is Brian in Baltimore on 3.
Brian, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Good morning. Good morning.
You tell us. I mean, what do you feel? Should Joan reschedule this date and kind of apologize for doing this?
Absolutely. I mean, she went to her before the picture was scheduled to say, I want to be in the picture, but I have a work thing. What it sounds like is there's some animosity because she's a working mom and the mother-in-law was a stay-at-home mom. And even when she was explaining, it was a lot of little passive-aggressive shots at her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry, I stayed at home and took care of my kids. Even with the last caller, somebody has to work. You can't just stay home and take care. How are you going to feed them? How are you going to clothe them? How are you going to house them? Somebody has to work. And if this is her job and she needs particular certification, she came to her mother-in-law because she knows the picture's important. She wanted to be a part of it. She knows that it's a big deal for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I'm not going to be available this weekend. Can you reschedule it with the neighbor's amateur photographer daughter?
Exactly.
So on her iPhone, maybe.
Picture done.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet you she was the one who called on the neighbor about the trash.
If we had to bet.
No, Ryan. It's true. It's true. And it's frustrating because I feel like Brittany is already walking on eggshells around her relationship with Joan, which is why she tried to do it ahead of time. And I feel like now it's like she can't win in the situation and it's not fair.
Guys, you guys are blowing the phone up over this. Let me just take one more. Let me talk to Andrea in Ellicott City. What's up, Andrea? Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll have you have the final vote here, so we're kind of tied up. Do you feel like Joan needs to reschedule the family Christmas card photo to a date that Andrea can be there, you know?
So I literally have lived this dynamic as the grandchildren within this.
Mm.
And Joan, you're pulling your grandchildren, you're making them choose, and it is absolutely devastating. And if you think that your grandchildren cannot see how you are treating their mother,
mm-hmm.
who you are calling family, you're crazy. And if they're young now, I guarantee that when they get older, they will still see this dynamic.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I am 40 years old, and I still have those moments of knowing that my grandmother treated my mother the same way that you are treating Brittany.
And how has that affected your guys' relationship to present day?
It's really, really hard. I mean, I love my grandmother, and I literally was taking care of her even on her deathbed and still getting the zings about my mother.
Wow.
So you want to say that family is important? Brittany came to you ahead of time.
Thank you for calling us. I mean, with that said then, I mean, Joan, it seems like most people are saying that, like, you should at least try to reschedule, that it's a kind of messed up to not, you know? I mean, do you want to try to
reschedule? No, I'm not moving the date. I'm not rescheduling that, really.
Brittany, how do you feel about everything now?
It's fine. You know what? She's right. I'm going to just get over it, and I'm going to schedule my own family photo, and everyone's invited except Joan, and we'll see how that goes.
There is a Maryland city that just got named the number one city in the country for dogs.
Really?
I want you to see if you actually live there. I think you're going to be surprised which one it is, too.
Today in dog news.
I mean, that's pretty wild, right? Out of every single city in the country, there were 500 major cities they looked at.
Yeah.
And out of all the cities, this Maryland city got named number one best for dogs.
And you think it's an unexpected city?
I want you to weigh in on this. You would know better than I would, okay?
Okay.
So let's talk. Welcome to Today in Dog News. Listen, we love dogs on this show. We're big pet people. So I was a dog dad for a long time. I say this every time we do this segment. I'm thinking about getting back into it. Kiki's been gone now for over 2 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
I had the best dog. Her name was Kiki, and I miss her every damn day, y'all. I really do. It's hard. But we love dogs. We love dogs. We're big on dog adoption. We love our friends over at Barks, and we know you love your dogs too. So if there's big breaking news, we'll be the show that brings it to you. Yeah. So this is what they did, man. They 500 cities across the country. They looked at the best city for, actually it was for dog lovers, technically,
okay.
But here's what they did.
Interesting.
Here's what they did.
That changes.
It does. But this is what they did. They looked up, because it kind of goes together, I would say, best cities for dog-friendly housing, parks, local laws about dogs, affordability of training and boarding, okay?
Oh, okay.
So I would say it kind of goes hand in hand. And out of all of those cities, there's one Maryland city that
was number one.
Was number one.
In the country.
Not Baltimore.
I love that.
Not Towson.
Okay.
Not Columbia.
Okay.
I would say those are our three metros.
I was going to ask you. I was like, is this Wallet Hub?
No, it's not Wallet Hub. Okay. Wallet Hub always thinks Columbia
Wallet
is the
Hub
best
always
at everything.
Columbia, so I would have been like, all right.
And Columbia is great. I live there. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our three, I would say our three metros. Who do you think it is? Any guess? And let me give you a clue. You've been there recently.
No, so my guess is Westminster.
No.
No?
Frederick. Maryland. Maryland.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Because Frederick, like, walking downtown is such, because it's such a cute little vibe, and
Jess was just there like 2 weeks ago.
No, I was there months ago.
Was it months?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've been all over the place the last couple of months. No, that was actually my first, I think that was my first Maryland tourism trip of the summer.
Oh my God.
And
like yesterday.
That was so fun. I think it makes sense because there's just a bunch of like outdoor seating for coffee shops,
yeah,
for food. A lot of people were walking their dogs. A lot of people were running with their dogs.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like sitting outside enjoying whatever they were with their dogs.
They literally just got voted the best.
So cool.
In the country. That's crazy, right?
Period, Frederick.
Speaking
Period.
Of dogs, they just came out with the top trending puppy names for the year.
For 2025.
Okay. Looking at every single
pet name has been registered at least for this. Oh, number one. Y'all are so funny.
Give me top three.
Okay, well, I'm just saying number one's funny because you guys just love trends like so much. Caesar's number three, okay?
Caesar is three?
It's three.
Caesar, why Caesar?
I know. It's don't, it, like, Buddy Fluffy.
After the dressing?
It's like nothing. I mean, some names on this list, like Jellybean's number
after
seven.
After the dog whisperer?
Mufasa's number five.
Really?
Yeah. Luther's number eight.
What?
Brookie's number nine. I mean, there's some crazy names on this list. It's crazy to me.
So wait, three is Caesar. That's throwing me. But no shade. No shade.
Number one's wild. I'm going to tell you number one's wild. Not for you, but number one's going to be, to me, was like, wow, this is the number one puppy trending name of the year. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's probably Suki. It's T-S.
But wait, what came in the second place?
Suki.
Oh, Suki?
Yeah. Is
oh, my
number...
God. It's my parents' dog at this point. My sister might fight me on that, but it's my mom's.
What is Suki? Why is it so popular right
well,
now?
Well, we named Suki after Suki from Gilmore Girls, Lorelai's best friend.
Oh.
That's our Suki.
That's a thing.
So for me, that's what Suki means to our family. I don't know if Suki has a different meaning, but yeah, that's why Suki is Suki, and we love her.
Okay, if you named your dog this, we need to know why. Well, I know why.
Is one Rain, but no. R, but not no. Rain, Rain, no. But like Rain.
Jess, you're going to freak out when you hear number one. The number one top trending puppy name for the year, you ready? Elfie. Elfie.
For Wicked?
No, Wicked.
Wait.
Yeah, literally.
That's
it's,
cute.
It's literally Elfie, yeah.
I love that.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Yeah. So if you've not played this game before, you probably, by this point, we've been here 5 years, you probably know Jess. This is Jess Dutra.
Hey.
Hi.
It's me.
It's me. Hi.
Hi, I cry a lot.
Hi, I'm a crier.
Hi.
So the game goes like this. Jess is going to present to you three stories of why she may have cried this week. You're going to try to figure out which one of these is the real cry. Because two of these she's going to make up and like try to like throw you off of the real cry. And then one of these will be the real cry. Okay. Let's go. Story number one with Friday Cryday.
Story number one. So I had physical therapy this week and it's at a new place. So I wanted to get there early because, you know, everything was like paperwork, blah, blah, blah. I'm ahead of schedule. However, I'm like driving everywhere around this parking lot. So my anxiety is starting to get heightened because I'm flustered and I can't. And I'm getting frustrated too because I can't find like the address building, whatever. So I finally just park. I walk in and I go to the front desk and she was like, this is the wrong office. Like that business is not even in this building. Turns out my referral sheet had the wrong address.
Oh.
So I had to get in my car and go to the right place. And I think with just like being embarrassed, being upset, being flustered, all these things, I just started crying because I was. It was just like
that's
an annoying adulting moment.
Yeah, it's terrible. All right, story number two.
Story number two. I was putting on my jacket in the morning and it was like freezing because obviously out of nowhere we got you. It's, you guys, it's like Narnia outside now. I put my hands in my pocket and when I walked out to my car, I feel this piece of paper and I pull it out and it's this little note from Garage Boy and it says, don't forget how special you are.
Wait, what?
And I don't know what it was.
That's sweet.
I don't know when he put this in my jacket. Like I had it. I mean, he could have put this in it like months ago. I have no idea. But I just like, it was God. So sweet. And I just cried all the way to work.
That's freaking cute. Story number three.
Story number three. So I'm leaving the grocery store feeling very proud of myself because obviously I have my reusable bags. And I'm very excited because I have my favorite one with me. It's this Hello Kitty bag that I've had forever. And they packed the bag all the way up to the very top. And like, I wasn't holding the bottom of it because I was also holding like a big thing of paper towels in my other arm. And then the bag just rips from the bottom. And I literally got so upset, not because my groceries are all over the parking lot, but because my favorite Hello Kitty bag ripped. And it's not like, oh, go back and get the same one. No, this is like deep cut. I don't even know when I got this. I don't know where I got this.
Like find that bad one.
Like
eBay,
it's
like
dunzo.
Okay, so the obvious answer is probably the note, but I guarantee you the answer is probably the Hello Kitty bag, y'all. Knowing Jess for a decade now, the answer is probably the Hello Kitty bag. But my educated guess, but you try. This is Michael in Baltimore. What's up, Michael? Good morning.
Good morning.
You got three stories ahead of you. Which one's the real cry, you think?
I think it's definitely story number two.
Because Jess and I are pretty similar in certain things, and I would definitely cry if I found a note by my significant other in my pocket and it said that, I would cry.
But, okay, yes. So sweet. It is a very sweet story. But you're picking that over the Hello Kitty bag. Jess really is sentimental about things like this. She's still upset about the... Jess, what was the one cup that broke?
I thought you were about to say pasta napoletana from Cheesecake Factory. I swear to you.
That's true.
That's a whole
The chicken tenders at the damn...
I haven't been to Cheesecake Factory since.
You're still upset about it.
I'm still upset about it.
Jess gets so sentimental about certain things. So are you sure? I'm not trying to talk you out of it, but I'm just saying she does hold on to certain things.
I think Jess is pretty close with family, and Garage Boy is the closest family she's going to get. And I really do think that it could be story number two.
Wow.
Who am I?
Jess. Is that the real cry, Jess?
Yeah, that is definitely.
Wow.
I was sobbing, and it was so cold outside, I thought my tears were going to turn into ice on my face.
It was cold, man.
It was like I just put my hands in my pocket, and there was a whole bunch of other stuff out there, and I was like, what? I'm like shivering. It's all dark.
I was crying in the darkness.
It's a little thing sometimes.
I appreciate
you,
Michael. I love you. Yeah. You do just
I love
get
you guys
me.
Too.
You
God, he's so sweet. That Garage Boy, he's a gentleman, that's
he
for
is.
Sure. He's
we
a
love
sweet
him.
Guy. He's a very sweet guy.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations. That game, y'all.
Thank
is,
you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. That game is called Friday Criday, you guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.